Hello, ladies, and welcome to the informational call about making peace with menopause. And it's a wonderful coaching program. We're delighted that you're here with us this evening. Before we begin this call, I do have just a few housekeeping items for you. To keep the background noise down to a minimum, please, we ask that you either press the mute button on the phone you are holding or press the number 6 on the conference system so that you will be muted. By the way, if you are on a company phone, please do not place the call on hold if your telephone system uses hold music. Instead, press 6 to have the system mute you.
All right, and our call is being recorded, and our discussion later on we'll have with some questions that we've got in queue, as well as other questions that will be coming in through the line. For those of you who may have questions but don't want to go ahead and ask them, make sure and send them to Carrie@menopauserus.com. She'll read your questions, and then we'll go through the answers. So since most of you probably don't know Carrie or myself, we want to take just a moment to give you a quick introduction. Carrie Pierce has worked exclusively in the skincare, health, and beauty industry for over 25 years. She's a licensed esthetician, is certified in color analysis, and has built a solid international reputation in the field of holistic menopausal skincare, specializing in harmful cosmetic ingredients and industry practices. She is a recognized speaker and published writer, having written numerous articles in women's health and beauty publications, and she is the founder and president of MenopauseRUs.com, the ultimate natural help and support site for women in need of perimenopause and menopause relief. It's her mission to help make the menopause the change for the better for women everywhere.
Thank you, Chris. It always is kind of embarrassing to hear somebody talk about me, but I appreciate the introduction. Well, let's get to you, because you also have some very inspiring credentials, I think. Ladies, Chris Cavanaugh is the owner of Shift, Inc., and that is a coaching company specializing in helping others enhance their personal skills so their entire lives thrive. And through Chris's coaching program, she has helped clients take back control of their life through cultivating a CEO mindset that then empowers them with the ability to quickly move forward through difficult obstacles to achieve their goals and life visions more easily and consistently. Chris's clients experience a higher quality of life by the end of her coaching programs, allowing them to gain a deeper understanding and sense of well-being and satisfaction in every area of their life. And two, ladies, I want to tell you a little bit about how Chris and I first met and how this program came into being. Chris and I first met several months ago through a couple of professional and social networking sites that we both belong to, and I was immediately impressed with her professionalism and credentials and personality. As time wore on, I went on to participate in one of Chris's group coaching programs as an actual attendee. Seeing Chris in action really impressed me, and as the program unfolded over the next few weeks and months, the idea came to me that her skills would be most helpful to menopausal women as they struggle to transition through the internal and external fog that the process so often brings with it. After Chris completed her program, I decided to approach her with the idea for making peace with menopause. And once Chris actually grasped how her life coaching skills could be of benefit to menopausal women, she was all over the idea, I'm very glad to say. She's rolled up her sleeves, she's applied her vast knowledge, and I think has partnered perfectly on this, what we consider to be rather ambitious project. So Chris brings an area of expertise to the program that is much needed and will serve to create a stable foundation under your feet as I work to add to that foundation using my many years of experience in the health and beauty industry. So really, I couldn't have asked for a better partner on this project, and I'm absolutely delighted to be working with Chris. And that being said, let's get down to business and tell you about what this program's all about. Basically, the goal of the program that we've created, Making Peace with Menopause, has been created to help you become more aware of your power of choice in order to design your life and live it on purpose, to achieve your heart's desire in every area more consistently with a sense of well-being and fulfillment, especially as you transition through this very powerful time of menopause. It's our belief that menopause actually can be the change for the better, and it comes at a time in a woman's life when she is most ready to acknowledge and embrace its many gifts, challenges, and mysteries. This time is, without a doubt, though, a safari of the self and soul, and it really demands much from the woman strong enough to make the journey. Now, we fully believe that you are such a woman, and we congratulate you for joining with us as we embark on this grand adventure together. Now, you'll notice as you proceed through the manual that it's geared to educate and coach you during your transition into and through menopause.
Yeah, and the educational information is really to help you truly understand what happens during menopause so that you're fully aware of what physical changes you can expect and what emotions may affect you as well during this time. The life coaching aspect of the program allows you to really dig a little bit more deeply into the way you approach your life as a whole. By the end of the program, you're going to discover the whys behind your actions, beliefs, and thoughts, along with enhancing your personal skills so that you can manage every area of your life more effectively.
Now, you know, Chris, I think it's always interesting to go over the poll results that we did several months ago, and so I just want to tell the listeners a little bit about the poll and what we really discovered in terms of the poll results. So, ladies, during the month of April 2009, menopauserist.com joined forces with Baby Boomer Knowledge Center, and together we undertook a major poll to gain a better understanding of menopause in the hope that women everywhere worldwide might better understand the menopause process and come to realize they aren't alone in their thoughts and feelings about it. So participants in the poll were asked three questions, and all responses were kept strictly anonymous. Now, the three questions that we decided were most important to ask were, number one, has your menopause experience been as you expected it would be? Number two, do you feel you were adequately prepared for your menopause? And number three, for me, the worst part of the menopause experience has been, and then a series of choices were offered. So a total of 2,124 women nationwide participated in this poll, and the findings were really actually rather eye-opening in both positive and negative ways. Of those women participating in the poll, the majority reported that, yes, they felt they were well prepared for menopause, but by their female friends, female family members, and through their own research. Now, a secondary majority reported that no one prepared them for menopause, and they had to educate themselves solely as to what to expect during the process. Only a tiny percentage of respondents in this poll reported that their physician and or OBGYN prepared them at all for the menopause process. Now, it was a number that we found rather alarming, and it was a finding that we found also to be very disturbing. Clearly, women are not getting the information they deserve and should receive about this very important and potentially difficult time of transition. In further analyzing the findings of our poll, we then learned that the general experience of menopause was split right down the middle, with some women stating that the overall experience of menopause was not as bad as they had expected it to be, and the exact same percentage reported that it was worse than they had expected it to be. So that being said, in compiling this report, however, there was one statistic that did catch us off guard and actually gave us kind of a cause to rejoice. Of all the poll participants, 0% of respondents reported feeling that menopause was a time of mourning the loss of fertility and or the perceived loss of womanhood. Now, this is hugely encouraging and is proof positive that women are successfully changing their beliefs about the menopause process and that this generation is the first to break out of stereotypical beliefs surrounding this time in a woman's life. So we feel that this is actually tremendously important, and it should not be downplayed.
Thanks, Carrie, for sharing that. I'm sure that all the listeners will appreciate that information. So we want to take a little bit of time right now and tell you about some of the really amazing benefits the program has. And I'm going to go over the first five, and Carrie's going to go over the last two. The first five benefits are as follows. If you do want to decide to invest in this program, you're going to... The first thing is get clear and focused on how to move through your menopause transition, and you're going to stay that way more consistently during your journey. The second benefit is you're going to strategize your actions for maximum effectiveness with minimal effort. The third, you're going to upgrade your life skills and coping skills for a healthier day-to-day living. And the fourth, you're going to better optimize your environment for maximum health and beauty. And finally, the fifth, master your psychology to handle your mood swings. And I always find that analogies work really well when discussing benefits, so let me run through a scenario with you to further explain each one. The first benefit of this program, getting clear and focused, came into play when I was asked to drive to Tallahassee, Florida, to give a keynote presentation to a bunch of women business owners. Since Florida is south of Georgia, I was clear I needed to head south to get there, and so I began to focus all my efforts on planning my trip. The next benefit, strategize your actions for maximum effectiveness with minimal effort, that one came into play as I was planning my trip. There are 1,000 ways I can get to Tallahassee, Florida from where I live. I could head south, then turn west towards Louisiana, then south again towards Destin, Florida, then back east towards Tallahassee. Those actions, however, would cause my trip to be somewhere in the neighborhood of probably over 20 hours. However, if I looked at a map and actually strategized my actions to choose the most direct route to my hotel, it would probably only take me about 6 hours. The shorter trip would allow me to expand minimal effort and gain maximum effectiveness along the way. The next benefit, upgrading your life and coping skills, works like this. I can take time to be clear and focused on how to get to Tallahassee and also strategize my actions to get there as quickly as possible so I have time to relax before my presentation. But if I do not have the skills to drive a car, I'm never going to get there. In addition to that, even if I take the time to learn how to drive, if I have not worked on enhancing my coping skills to deal with the stress involved in learning how to drive, as well as the stress involved in actually having to drive the car over a long distance for the first time, my trip to Florida will be extremely difficult. So the fourth benefit, better optimize your environment. That comes into play like this. After getting clear and focused on how to get to Florida and strategizing my actions to get there with plenty of time to rest, ensuring that I have all the skills I need to actually complete the trip, and enhancing my coping skills to deal with any unexpected situations that may appear along the way, I still may not get to Florida if I don't optimize my environment or my car by making sure I have the correct amount of air in the tires, I get an oil change so the engine runs correctly, I clean my window so I can see, and put enough gas in my car to get me started. You see, optimizing my environment allows for the best chance of my arrival in Florida when I want to get there. So the fifth benefit of the program, master your psychology. Here's how that works. We've already established I'm clear and focused on how to get to Florida. I've strategized my actions to get there with plenty of time to rest. I've developed all the skills I need to actually complete the trip, and I've enhanced my coping skills to deal with any unexpected situations that may appear along the way. I've also taken the time to optimize my environment by getting my car checked out to make sure it's running properly. All of those things are great, but if I get in the car and I'm overwhelmed with a panic attack because I'm afraid of all the other drivers on the road, or I'm worried I might experience road rage if somebody cuts me off, I still may never get to Florida to give my presentation. You see, mastering my psychology is very important so that I can take my trip with complete confidence that I will be fine every step of the way and will arrive without any problems. So let me take a minute right now to translate the last five aspects of my analogy into the benefits you will receive by investing in our private coaching program. Through our program, you are going to be able to get clear and focused on how to move through the menopause transition, which will allow you to handle the transition effectively on a more consistent basis. The meetings in the program manual are going to help you learn how to strategize your actions for maximum effectiveness using minimal effort day after day. The exercises in the manual are designed to upgrade your life and coping skills for healthier day-to-day living. And over time, you're going to understand exactly what you need to better optimize your environment to create maximum health and well-being. And finally, having Carrie and I as your private support network during this program is going to allow you to master your psychology to better handle your mood swings over the long run. There are two other benefits with regards to our program, and Carrie's going to tell you about those.
Thanks, Chris. I love those analogies. They make me chuckle, but it really drives the point home very clearly about why all of those things are so important. So that was wonderful to listen to those. The other components to the program, what you'll be learning, what we'll be teaching and focusing on, we also feel it's important to better understand the psychological, emotional, and physical impacts that the menopause process has. So menopause, despite being a perfectly natural phase in a woman's life, often brings with it numerous beauty and health challenges, sometimes depression, and a host of other physical, mental, and emotional challenges. Our bodies and our minds are changing during this time, and it can be a tough transition as we watch our outer appearance change right along with the inner shifting hormones. Some of us are actually better able to embrace these physical and emotional challenges and actually look forward to watching the aging process unfold, yet for other women, the process of menopause can be rather traumatizing. So very simply put, menopause is not a disease process. It's a normal, natural part of being a woman alive, but you certainly wouldn't guess it. This time of change in a woman's life is met usually unfavorably by our youth-driven culture, and is also very often misrepresented by pop culture. Many women are caught by surprise. They're taken rather off guard when the journey of menopause begins. And as women, we are actually so much better prepared, I think, to experience our first period than we are our last. And it's a proven phenomenon that young girls who are taught to feel positive about the act of menstruation and the process of womanhood in general seem to have fewer medical issues surrounding their cycles, less pain, less cramping, less emotional symptoms. So one actually has to wonder, I think, if we as women were taught to embrace menopause instead of viewing it as an ending or a loss or a time of illness and aging or an enemy to be conquered at all costs, would we fare better with the process? I believe we would. There are certain aspects of menopause that women seem afraid to talk about, share, or even acknowledge, but it's these very aspects of the process that provide the deep, profound, and rather mystical side of menopause. And actually, by ignoring these aspects, I feel we miss a key opportunity to embrace the very essence of womanhood and life itself. So that's the fifth segment of the, or probably six, I guess. What did we say, Chris? Five or six? I know I'm carrying the last two forward.
That's correct, yes.
The other component is we want to really teach you to provide you with the latest findings on research and studies regarding this time of hormonal fluctuation, because it can really be challenging. It's always surprising to find out just how many women are out there actually facing the menopause process alone, uninformed, silently and secretly fearing that they're losing their minds. And I think all you have to do really is to go out to chat rooms and forums on the subject of menopause and see that they're really filled with women out there that are afraid. They're all prefacing their questions the exact same way, at least that we see. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? That kind of stuff. So the answer to both of those questions is really a resounding no. No, it's not just you. No, you aren't losing your mind. And let's face it, menopause happens to all women eventually, and it does bring with it numerous physical, emotional, and psychological changes. But this process might be met with feelings of relief, peace, and acceptance, or, as we said earlier, depression, anxiety, and illness. So really, what we've discovered in putting this program together is how a woman accepts this inevitable time in her life depends largely upon the cultural and societal norms that prevail in her day-to-day life. Now, let's look at this a little deeper here because it's quite interesting. It's been shown, for instance, that European women seem to fear the decline of their mental health during menopause, while Jewish women take very little issue with the process in general. Arabic women seem to fear the loss of love from their spouses once their ability to bear children declines. Yet in several studies pertaining to Japanese and Filipino women, these women seem to weather menopause rather easily. So women's responses to menopause actually vary significantly from culture to culture. And the more the culture in question views menopause as a natural occurrence in a woman's life and not a disease process to be conquered, cured, or overcome, the easier and more enriching the menopause experience actually is, and that's being proven. So the more menopause is viewed as a loss of youth, vitality, fertility, beauty, the more likely that a woman will experience pain, illness, and or emotional issues as she makes the transition. Society does dictate a woman's self-esteem and self-perception, unfortunately. This is very unfortunate, but it's true. So in societies where aging is considered to be a loss, a handicap, or actually a journey toward death, menopause has proven to be a very bumpy ride for these women. Now, on the other hand, likewise, in cultures where it's viewed as being a perfectly normal, natural process and a time of true freedom, menopause proves to be a rather easy time of transition and a time of self-growth and really self-actualization. So aside from the internal shifts that menopause brings, it also creates many rather profound physical, internal, and external changes as well, which we also work to address in the Making Peace with Menopause program. From a cellular point of view, aging takes place via three classifications. You have intrinsic aging, which is cellular aging that happens normally through metabolism and cellular lifespans. You have number two, photoaging, which is aging that happens due to sun exposure. And then you have number three, environmental aging. And this is aging that happens because of the toxins that are found in our environment and lifestyle, chiefly cigarette smoking, alcohol consumption, extreme weather conditions, pollution, and so forth. So hormones have a huge role to play in the maintenance of beautiful, healthy skin, hair, and nails. And as menopause sets in, hormone imbalances do begin to take their toll on these things. Hair growth slows, hair thins, the skin becomes less elastic, there is noticeable loss of elastin and collagen, the skin becomes dry and prone to damage, and in a lot of cases, surprisingly enough, even acne can occur in women who've never had acne as an issue. So most of the skin changes that occur during menopause can be traced back to estrogen deficiency. Now, it's a documented fact that menopause accelerates and advances numerous skin changes, and some of these skin changes happen to be decreased skin strength and integrity, poor wound healing, discolorations, excessive dryness, decreased skin plumpness, decreased elasticity, excessive facial hair and acne development, which I just mentioned. So the Making Peace with Menopause program has been carefully created to address both the internal and external aspects of the menopause process. And Chris and I both feel very confident that you will be pleased and empowered by what you'll learn during this program. So that being said, and I feel like I've been droning on here, I'm sorry to be taking so much time, Chris, let's review the program details real fast just for the listeners.
Yeah, that sounds great, Carrie. Go ahead and do that.
Well, are you sure you don't want to step in or you want me to?
You can do it. That's fine.
You're a sport. Thank you. What I think it's important, and feel free to jump in, Chris, if there's something that I leave out, I do think it's important that the listeners on the call really understand the program in a bit more detail and why it is priced as it is and the options that they have. The private client program includes a training manual, basically. It's absolutely chock full of educational information to help you understand exactly what your body is going through during menopause, along with thought-provoking exercises to help you understand how to get the most out of your life during your transition through menopause. So in addition to the manual, you will also receive scheduled 7 private client meetings with both Chris and myself so that we can support you during your journey. So we've actually structured, we spent a lot of time trying to get the price points right, considering the amount of hands-on care and guidance that you will be receiving from us. We've structured the pricing for this program in a very fair way, and the pricing is as follows. We have pricing tiers, so if you choose to pay in full, the price is $1,850, which is the best deal. That's a savings of $400. We also then move forward to provide you with 6 payment options. That comes in at $2,250 for the coaching over the months and the manual, and that comes down to $375 a month. payment. Now, we understand that money is a little tight economically right now. If the hands-on coaching program is a little too much for your wallet to handle at this point in time, Chris and I felt it was important to offer this program in an affordable way as well, so that you could still receive the benefit of the research that's been done to create it and the information that the manual contains. So we decided as a fair option, we would offer also this program as a home study program. And that option, which we mentioned earlier, is different from the private coaching program, but it's still very, very powerful. So if you are struggling with cash flow at this point in time, the home study course would be a really great way for you to go. That is offered at $320, which is significantly more affordable than all of the hands-on coaching that we offer along with the manual. Now, Chris, why don't you go ahead and talk about the group programs? I think it's important that they hear from you at this point in time, and I know that the group training environment is very important and near and dear to your heart.
Sure. I really love the group environment because it allows a group of people who are in similar circumstances to really support, encourage, and walk through an experience together. And I know that what Carrie and I are hoping is at some point soon we will gather enough women together to start a group. So what we're hoping is that you ladies start talking to each other. If you can find about 20 people in your neighborhood, in your women's group, at your church, it doesn't matter where, but if you can find 20 people that want to work through this program together, give us a call and we will be happy to discuss the pricing options for that program with you. Before we move on, I want to talk a little bit because I think it's really important to learn the difference between the price and the cost. And I know this may sound a little unfamiliar to you, so let me explain. A lot of people do not look at programs or personal growth opportunities as an investment. They really look at the price tag and they make decisions on that when they should not. You see, the value of our program, the value of having all that educational information and the support system to journey with you as you transition through the menopause process can't be measured in dollars. It's impossible. Because what kind of price tag can you put on achieving a higher level of emotional and physical health along with less stress on a regular basis? You see, the Making Peace with Menopause program is an investment, not a purchase. And I want you to think about it this way. If you have a retirement account, you invest money every month in that account in order to support the future you desire when you retire. Investing in this menopause program is based on the same idea. The money you invest in this coaching program will quickly support you to take steps towards setting up a solid foundation for your transition through menopause instead of having to just deal with it as it happens. So, price versus cost. Here's the bottom line. Don't base your decision about investing in this program on the price. Instead, base the decision on the cost. Price is what you pay for something, and it's typically a very short-sighted approach to life. Cost, however, implies a far-sighted approach to life. So ask yourself this. What is it costing you not to invest in this program? Most people investigate coaching programs because they feel stuck or overwhelmed in their circumstances and are just plain tired of dealing with it. The frustrations involved in their particular life situation won't just go away either. Typically, the cost of not investing in a coaching program is that 6 months to a year from now, your level of frustration about your particular life situation is going to be even higher and may increasingly affect more areas of your life in a negative way. So before you make a choice about our program based on price alone, ask yourself what the cost in your life will be if you choose to do nothing. In other words, what areas of your life will continue to become more difficult as you transition through your menopausal journey if you do not make a choice to do something different today? Ask yourself the following questions. How much energy will you waste every day trying to juggle all of your personal and professional responsibilities If you do not take the time to understand how your body and your mind are affected during menopause? How often will you snap at your spouse and kids out of sheer frustration if you don't begin to manage your stress in a healthy way so you wake up feeling more confident and at peace with your life? There are lots of other questions you could ask yourself. So if your particular situation isn't addressed, take a moment and ask yourself that question right now, because you know what it is. You're dealing with your life right now. You're dealing with your menopausal situation and everything that affects. Ask yourself that question in order to make an informed decision about our program based on the cost rather than the price. And know this. Trust that our higher level of integrity prohibits Carrie and I from trying to sell you into a program you don't need. We want what is best for you, not us. So if you think this coaching program will help you take steps to transition through your menopause journey successfully, but can't quite figure out how to pay for it, allow us to brainstorm with you about how to make it happen, because that's all we want. We want to be there with you. We want to journey with you. We want to really make your menopause journey a wonderful experience rather than just having to deal with it. And so now that we've given you all this information to make the good decision about whether or not our program is going to work for you, here's the web link that you can go to read a little bit more, as well as to actually purchase either the private client or the home study program. And the web link is this. It's tinyurl.com/menopauseprogram. tinyurl.com, MENOPAUSEPROGRAM. That's menopause program. Sometimes tiny URLs don't work after a while, so in case you're listening to this recording and the link isn't working, you can also go to my website to purchase this program by typing in www.begintoshift.com. Once you click on the products link in my main menu, you'll see a web page that'll take you to the Making Peace with Menopause program. That page will have a link so that you can sign up for it or get more information. So once again, the tinyurl link is tinyurl/menopauseprogram. And if that doesn't work, you can go to www.begintoshift.com. Click on the products link. In there, you'll see some information about the Making Peace with Menopause program. Once you click on that link, it'll take you to a web page to look at the pricing options, and then you can choose which one you want. So, well, Carrie, I know there are a bunch of questions that came in, unless you have something to ask.
No, I was just going to say, very well said, Chris. And I do think that's the thing that I would like to have most impressed upon our listeners this evening. We are not just trying to sell something. This program has had a tremendous amount of effort put into it. It is a compilation, basically, of my 25 years in the skincare industry, specializing in menopause and hormone issues as pertains to skin and beauty, and all of your extensive experience as a life coach. And, you know, I know it really does matter to both of us that we give loving support and encouragement to our clients. And I'm glad that you brought that up and that you said it the way you did, because that really, to me, is the most important thing. I think it's very crucial to build a support network for women that are out there struggling and suffering alone, because menopause, as we said throughout this call, can bring with it a great deal of challenge, but it can also bring with it a great deal of blessing if the mindset is adjusted and if people have the tools that they need to make the most and the best of it. So thank you for saying that the way that you did. And yes, while you were talking, we did have several emailed questions come in. So if we have the time, it looks like we do have about 20, 25 minutes to deal with some of these. So let's just jump in and see what we have here. It looks like Susan G. of Santa Fe, New Mexico has emailed to ask me, and this is a good question, what top three tips would you encourage women to follow as they begin to move into the first stages of menopause or perimenopause? And that's a really good question, Susan. Basically, I would have to say first and foremost, you really need to work to greatly eliminate stress in your life as much as possible. Stress, as we all know, is indeed a killer, but I think it will make your menopause experience a total nightmare if it's not controlled and managed. The adrenal glands have a large part to play in making the menopause process smooth for women. The adrenal glands will actually go in and pick up some of the work of estrogen production where the ovaries are actually letting off of the job. So when the ovaries begin to decline in making estrogen, the adrenal glands will pick up the work and supply a little bit to the body to keep it stabilized. Consequently, if you're under a lot of stress and you're entering menopause, they are not able to pick up the slack properly, which makes the menopause and the estrogen deficiency symptoms even worse. So stress, eliminate it as much as possible. The second thing that I would tell you and all women is be sure and practice self-care as often as possible, especially during this time. And when I say self-care, what I mean is eat well, sleep well, and enough. I think that's a big issue in this society. We don't get enough sleep, and sleep is so healing and so important to health. Exercise regularly, of course, and make time daily for little pampering rituals that will help you feel loved and well cared for. It really is up to women to take care of themselves. I know women are predominantly caregivers, very caring by nature, but we always seem to put ourselves last on that list, and I think that's unfortunate. Menopause, as part of its blessing in how I view it, is a time to really reverse that and put yourself first on the list. Then the third thing I would say to you, Susan, is do not suffer in silence or just try to endure this process. Really work on setting up a support network of trusted female friends and family, and then also find a doctor that you feel you can really trust, one who listens and hears you, and that is so key. Whether it's an OBGYN or a naturopath or a general practitioner, make sure that you are receiving information, that you're receiving help and the support that you need during this time. Quite frankly, way too many people, women, are just out there suffering and enduring to the point of having no quality of life left. And, you know, that we just find that heartbreaking. So it really doesn't have to be that way. So just to recap for your question, eliminate stress as much as possible. I would say practice self-care as often as possible. Eat well, sleep well, and enough. Get enough exercise, take care of yourself day in and day out, and then get a support network you can count on. But that was a really good question. Let's see here. We have one from Lisa J. of Dallas, Texas, and she wants to know from Carrie, what exactly in my day-to-day life can be done to postpone or reduce the appearance of these menopausal changes you're talking about? That's a meaty question. You know, actually, Lisa, there's a lot that you can do that would really make a difference during this time. Healthy lifestyle and diet choices, again, like we just said, regular exercise, regular sleep, focusing on detoxification of the body, reducing stress, and then, of course, balancing your hormones and monitoring them. And I think as women move through the menopause experience, all of these steps are very crucial to a healthy menopause. So other important allies during this time that I think are important as an esthetician, using all naturally formulated skincare products that are as free of toxic chemicals as you can possibly find, and mineral-based makeups for your skin, it's also very beneficial during this time. So I hope these basic steps help you, and this does bring up a point. In the Making Peace with Menopause manual, we do have a list compiled of some of the finest and what we call cleanest all naturally formulated skincare, hair care, and body care products available for use by menopausal women. So that's a good resource in that manual, Lisa, to help you further. And then, Chris, we have one for you. Let's see here. Ann L. of Sacramento, California wants to know from you, why do you feel so strongly that attitude plays such a key role in menopause? What on earth can I do to help myself on these days when my brain is mush and I'm exhausted? Is there one tip that will help me through those days? Wow.
That's a great question, Anne. So here's my answer. Your attitude defines your perceptions and completely affects your actions. People who habitually default to a positive attitude tend to find humor in the midst of difficult circumstances, which always allows them to break through their circumstances more easily and get what they want out of life. People who habitually default to a negative attitude rarely see humor in anything, which always causes them to get stuck in their circumstances and leads to a whole lot of turmoil throughout a lifetime. So the best tip that I can give you, Anne, when your brain is mush and you're exhausted, is to probably step away from whatever you are doing and just find a place or take a moment to center yourself. It's great to remind yourself that it is your hormones and not your brain that is causing you to feel that way. And then just laugh out loud. The more you can smile and laugh at the changes your body is experiencing, the easier it's going to be to manage your moods from moment to moment. So I hope that answers your question.
That was insightful. I was taking notes during that one myself, Chris, because that's an interesting point that she brings up about foggy thinking and those kind of things. And I like that you really stressed there that it's hormones and not the brain. And I think that may be one of the fear components of menopause. There are so many weird symptoms to menopause that I think when women begin to suffer what are very common symptoms in the menopause scenario, they can sometimes present themselves as really akin to disease processes. They can be quite frightening. And I know there have been days here in my own office where I do nothing but research menopause and those kind of things, where I go through the horribly fuzzy thinking, the fatigue, where I can't think clearly like I used to, and it's very frustrating. So that is an excellent point that you bring up, just to remind myself it's not my brain.
It's not, Carrie.
I need you to type me that a few times a week. It is not your brain. Well, let's see here. We have a Jackie Q from, my home state, Spokane, Washington, has emailed to ask me, what do you feel are the most common menopause-related skin changes, and why are they important to pay attention to? Well, it's got potential, too, in terms of being meaty. Jackie, without a doubt, the biggest skin-related issues that occur around menopause are the blotching of the skin, the bagging, the sagging, and the wrinkling of the skin tissues throughout the body that can occur, and really the loss of elastin and collagen that occurs during the menopause process over the several years. These symptoms or these skin changes actually matter because they fundamentally indicate hormone deficiency and or imbalance. And if they're left untreated, general skin health and beauty then decline. So you ultimately then develop, if they're left unchecked, to go on and get into internal issues, which you wouldn't want to get into. The skin really, and this is something that I think is important for women to understand and men too, the skin will always indicate the internal health and wellness of the body, especially in women during the time of perimenopause and menopause. So again, if you are suffering any of the skin blotchings like melasma, or if you have bagging and sagging or loss of elasticity, the longer your hormone imbalances are allowed to remain unchecked, the longer you have hormone deficiencies during menopause that are allowed to remain unchecked, the more severe these skin issues will become. But then also, ultimately, they will lead to other internal, possibly disease-related processes. So it is very, very important for women to get their hormones brought into balance as quickly as possible. And, of course, that then brings up the conversation just for another time, but we do discuss it briefly in the manual, bioidentical hormones versus mainstream synthetic hormone replacement therapy. And there is a lot of conflicting information out there right now, a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration, and a lot of fear pertaining to hormone supplementation. So that is something that is up to each and every individual woman and her doctor, but there is a lot of information out there that is very helpful. So that being said, I hope that answers your question. Debbie, we have Debbie S. from Indianapolis, and Chris, she has a question for you, my dear. Ooh, and this is a good one. She says, my husband loves me, but my mood swings are driving him crazy. What advice do you have to keep our marriage healthy during my transition through menopause?
That is a great question, Jackie. That scenario is not uncommon.
That's true.
Listen, your marriage will remain healthy and even thrive if you continually have an open discussion about what you need from him and ask him what he needs from you during your transition through menopause. As long as you can both honestly say what's on your mind and trust each other despite the moods you may be experiencing, I guarantee you and your husband will survive your menopausal journey. So I hope that helps, Jackie. That's my best advice for that question.
That's short but sweet but powerful.
Well, communication is everything. You can work through anything if you have open dialogue about it. And I mean, that's just simple.
That's true. That's a good point.
Willing to do it.
And you know, that is something that when I told the listeners earlier that I had attended one of your coaching courses, that was the thing I think about you that most impressed me, was you are like a laser cutting through fog. I mean, you never cease to impress me with how streamlined you can make things and how you know just the right question to ask to cut through the garbage and all the excuses and all the hemming and hawing and all the reasons that people have for not doing things. You just know intuitively how to ask the question that pushes them through the door and gets them moving. And I'm just so impressed with your ability to do that. But that's really good and very true. Communication is everything. So let's see here. We have another question. DDP of Port Townsend, Washington, emails to ask Carrie, I'd like to know what are the best ways to support, benefit, and strengthen the facial muscles during menopause. Oh, that's interesting because the trend of facial exercises seems to resurface about every 20 years, and we're in the middle of facial exercise phenomenon right now. A lot of books on it. A lot of people are out there promoting different facial exercise programs. So it's very hot and an active topic right now. I would say, obviously, Dee Dee, balancing the hormones is simply crucial, and that's something that you would hear me say many, many, many times to both perimenopausal and menopausal women. But one can also support the skin during really this rather profound time of change by doing some or all, really, I would say, of the following. Again, you want to eat well. I can't stress that enough. Especially as an esthetician, I'm a firm believer that beauty starts from the inside out. There's not a cream in this world, no matter how expensive it is, that's going to undo a lifetime of dietary lifestyle abuses. So if you're smoking and you're drinking and you're living the high life and you get 3 hours of sleep, a $3,000 pot of cream is not going to fix you up. So internal is where it all starts. Eating well, staying properly hydrated, that is so important. I think, quite frankly, in this country, we just simply do not drink enough high-quality water, and quality in water does matter. Again, I want to stress using skincare that is naturally derived and or formulated using things like the nutraceuticals, copper, DMAE, which is very firming, hyaluronic acid, which is very plumping to the skin cells, very moisturizing. You want to use non-RBD oils in your skincare. And these are oils that have never been refined, bleached, or deodorized. Very, very pure and powerful essential oils and carrying oils, non-RBD oils. There's another massage technique that is very beneficial for firming facial tissues, getting rid of the under-eye bloating, the sinus bloating, the bags that can form under the eyes. And that's called lymphatic drainage. Now, it's safe to use, but you have to go through, really, or you should go through a very hefty medical evaluation because lymphatic drainage is quite powerful. And it basically manipulates and maneuvers the lymph fluid on purpose through the body very intentionally. So consequently, if there is an infection that is present or if there is cancer that's being treated or has yet to be diagnosed, you can spread that throughout the body systemically. So it's really advisable that if you are pursuing lymphatic drainage techniques, that you be given a very detailed medical history by the person that will be performing that massage. I am also a big proponent of regular facials and facial massage in general. I also, and I use this 3 times a week in my own life, far infrared saunas are just ideal for the skin in many ways. So far infrared will cause the moisturizing fluids, the sebum, the protective substances to the skin the microcirculatory system to really work and feed the skin through the capillaries. So it's an incredible science, a very powerful healing agent to the body. So really pretty much, I would say, Dee Dee, any of these things or a combination of them will provide non-surgical facelift options for you. So I hope I've given you some powerful tools there that you can research on your own that will give you some help and guidance where your question is concerned. But that was a good one. And then, Chris, we have one coming in, just came in from Janice P. of Wichita, Kansas, and she wants to know from you, how do I stay on top of everything I need to do because my productivity levels have dramatically decreased and I find myself having to play catch-up every day? Ooh, that's another familiar one.
Yeah, it's a great question. So I guess the best way to answer that is this. Going back to what I said earlier about your body and your brain kind of being on different wavelengths, it's the same thing. Your body and your brain have a lot of trouble thinking during the menopause journey. Your brain is still used to the way things used to be before you started menopause, when you had all that energy and everything flowed smoothly and, you know, life was the way it was, okay? Psychologically, it expects you to keep the same level of productivity you've always had. However, your body, it's having trouble keeping up now because of all the internal changes that are causing you to be tired more often, not think as clearly as you used to, and occasionally forgetting things you used to easily remember. So here's what I would do to help you be a little bit more productive. I would start by only picking 2 or 3 priority things you must complete each day. Then pad your calendar with rest time, and you heard me right, I meant rest time, so that you can keep up. And don't overextend yourself if you can prevent it. Good time management skills and stress management skills are really the key to journeying through menopause in a healthy way.
You know,
Janice,
Chris,
I hope that answered your question.
Oh, that's, well, it certainly helped me, and that's something else that I have really had to focus on just in the last 6 months, and it's very refreshing to hear you say it and verbalize it. I think we do, especially those of us hitting late perimenopause and early menopause now, we grew up in that very high-powered workaholic, or, you know, mid-80s, late-80s, early 90s work ethic, where you were to work with everything. Work defined you, and how much money you had defined you. And I think it has been difficult for me to make that shift, that I don't have to beat myself to a bloody pulp every day to have worth or to accomplish something. And it's been refreshing to let some of that go. And I have been focusing on the most important things, but I sometimes feel guilty that I'm not hammering out 15-hour days like I used to.
Yeah, and I really do believe that so many people think that rest is a bad thing. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that say that they're always tired. And you're right. It's back to what you said earlier about not getting enough sleep. If people would actually take the time to rest, and I don't necessarily mean go to sleep, although that's great. I love naps. But if people would take the time during the day to just 5 or 10 minutes, close their eyes and rest, or walk away from their work and just be quiet, they would be amazed at how much energy they would have the rest of the day. It's just amazing what a rest period will do for you.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very true. You know, while you were speaking, that made me remember, I think it was Einstein, and I found this to be fascinating. He would take what he called power naps during the day, and in order to make sure that he didn't sleep past so many minutes, because he knew that after so many minutes his brain would be sluggish when he woke up, he would fall asleep with a rock, a kind of a hefty rock in his hand. And when he relaxed to the point of dropping it, the rock would wake him up, but that was just enough sleep for his mind to have refreshed itself. And then he would get up and create his magnificent works, and he would do that several times during the day. And it was like 5 minutes here and 6 minutes there, but it kept his mind totally functioning. And I just found that to be such a bizarre concept.
That's great. I mean, yeah, with today's technology, you could just program your cell phone, too.
Yeah. That's better than
a little alarm clock goes with you everywhere you want to.
Well, we have time, I think, for one last question. So let's see here. We've got Christy G. of Pensacola, Florida. She wants to know from me, why do you feel that all natural skincare ingredients are so important to overall health, especially during this time in my life? Okay, well, that's a good question. Christy, basically what it boils down to is this. The skin is a tremendously complex organ. And again, it is an organ. To be totally healthy, it's crucial that we understand the skin and the role it plays in our overall health picture, especially as we move through perimenopause and menopause. You know, made up of basically, I'd say, three layers and millions upon millions of cells, the skin comprises approximately 5 to 6% of a person's body weight. So it's a pretty hefty thing that we usually don't think about. And it weighs in at around 7 pounds, give or take. So the skin covers approximately 20 square feet when it's stretched out. And we won't even begin to talk really about the thousands upon thousands of miles of capillaries that the body contains. And that's just roughly ballpark, because I find it fascinating, 60,000 miles worth. I mean, that to me is just mind-boggling. So our skin is really a universe unto itself, and we live and love in it, and we usually take it hideously for granted. You know, I think the outermost layer of the skin, which is the epidermis, of course, renews itself approximately every 28 days. Now, when you get into perimenopause and menopause, this renewal process actually does slow. So as you can see, all things considered, it's important that you understand, and women and men everywhere understand this, the skin is not just a shell covering the internal squishy organs of the body. It's not a wetsuit. It's instead the body's largest organ. It's tremendously important. Now, the way that I like to impress upon people what the skin actually does, the skin actually serves as the body's second bowel, third lung, and third kidney. It will absorb molecularly from one degree to another what you put on it. And that is so important, I want to say that again. It will absorb molecularly from one degree to another what you put on it. Now, that is why I take the stance that I do where clean formulated products are concerned. There are many toxic and chemical ingredients found in skincare and makeup that actually serve to interrupt and negatively impact the endocrine system, which can make your menopause experience worse. It can make hormone imbalances more pronounced and profound. And two, it can just kind of more or less turn your body and your liver into a toxic waste dump if you happen to use a lot of these chemicals on a day in and day out basis. So that's very important. That's why I take the stance that I do, and I hope it has educated you a little bit about the skin. I think the skin is tremendously important and so often abused and misunderstood and overlooked. So that's really, Chris, all the time we have. We're ending right on the nose.
So before we go, let me go ahead and repeat the web links again in case somebody didn't get them the first time, and then we'll close up. Does that work?
Perfect.
Okay. If you missed it before, you just didn't have a pen, here are the web links to go read a little bit more about the program as well as to choose which pricing option you want. The first web link is tinyurl.com/menopauseprogram, and that's all one word. And if for some reason that link doesn't work, you can always go to my website, which is www.begintoshift.com, click on the products link, which is in my main menu. Once you do that, you're going to see Making Peace with Menopause and a description about that program listed. You click on that link, and it will take you to the Making Peace with Menopause webpage, and then that'll give you the pricing options. It'll give you information about the program. It's also going to have a recording of this call, so you can pass it on to the other women that you know that may be interested in it. And we would love to have you as either a private client or to purchase the home study program.
Indeed.
Very best
so.
To you.
Well, I'd say you've just summed it up perfectly, Chris. So it has been a delight to spend this hour on the phone with you, Chris, and also the ladies on the call. I feel like we have worked very hard to pull together what I think is quite an informative and inspiring program. So I'm looking forward to working with the ladies that cross our paths. I'm looking forward to hearing from them as they get their manuals and start the home study program if that's the option that they choose. But I'm honored to be working with you, kiddo. I just wanted to say
too.
That.
Very excited.
Me too. Well, thanks a lot for your time, then, and we'll just be in touch.
All right, ladies, enjoy your day. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.